Hello, welcome. It's been a minute. Yo, we in here, sink your ship like Venice. Because they sink in town. I don't know if they're still sinking, but do you keep up with Venice?
Venice is always sinking.
Yo, it's always sinking, you know, just like in my brain, my thoughts. This is the influence of Wiggly Air with your host, Brennan McKinnon, and I am here with a guest. Tell the people who you are.
David Dennis.
Yeah. And what do you do? What is your artistic medium?
Well, I use watercolor mainly and Prismacolor colored pencils, but I recently just got set up with digital art.
Sick. What is your program?
Procreate.
Procreate. We out here.
I could see that coming.
I couldn't help it. Okay, so... yeah, this is your first time on. How are you feeling? How are you enjoying this environment?
It's nice. It's really nice, cozy setup. I feel like I'm going to Hogwarts.
Yeah, like the chocolate frog's going to fly out the window over there. Uh-oh, 1 second. Okay, cool. It sounded like the whole headphone just went for a second. But yeah, so basically the rundown. So since it's the first time you're on, and then in case some people haven't heard the show before... basically, I just talk to an artist of any medium and get a playlist of sorts of songs that kind of influence their kind of like, I guess their, what is that term? I'm brain farting right now.
Inspiration?
Yeah, inspiration and just kind of workflow. That's the word. What inspires the workflow? And my headphone just went out again. What the flip? Did yours go out? Ah, what the flip? Okay, hopefully you guys are okay. Whoa! I'm going panned hard left. Hold on. Oh no. Okay, well, we might just have to make do. Okay, so you got some songs here, and I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna just get straight to the jugular. Oh, we're back. Okay, so how you feeling? You feeling kind of a sunny vibe, or heavy vibe, or trippy vibe? Or...
probably heavy to start out.
Okay, I know where you're going. So I see you're a fellow Deftones fan.
Yeah.
And this is an underrated cut. We went pan left. Okay, so you wanna let it run first before talking about it, or do you wanna kind of preface it a little bit?
I could give a quick preface.
Sweet.
So me and Brennan train a little bit with boxing, and we actually have a playlist going together, and this is one of my favorite playlists on our collab. Playlist.
Sit. Yeah, it's where I get punched in the gut. This song is called what is it called?
It is called Gore.
Yeah. And it's like played on like a 9-string guitar, I think, or something. Something stupid. But it's so good. And if you haven't heard Deftones yet, whoever's listening, enjoy. Boom. If I get this to work, give me a sec.
Bodies are wet, there's blood on the beaches.
primal native sounds. That's I'm native, by the way, in case that sounded kind of sus. Oh wow, hard pan to the, well, not hard pan, now it's like stereo.
Stereo.
Now it's over here. You're Dave, we have to know. But tell me about how did you get introduced to the crooners that are Deftones?
Actually, someone on Instagram posted them once, and I liked the album art, so I asked them what it was, and they just told me to check out the album, and I kind of fell really hard into their catalog, like most people do when they find out.
Which cover was it? Do you remember?
Don't remember what it was called, to be honest.
They definitely have really cool cover arts. Like, I remember, I always knew about them for a long time. Like, I knew my whole summer and all that. But just, like, I remember Diamond Eyes. That one has, like, an owl on the cover.
Yeah,
remember
that must one? Have been the one.
Yeah, that one spoke to me when I was a kid. And it's just, and then if you look up their other album, Koi no Yokan, that's their best album, by the way. But it's that one has, like, the prettiest artwork. It's just, like, all their, I don't know, they have, like, a strong artwork game going on.
Yeah, no, Diamond Eyes is definitely my favorite out of their art.
It's just, it's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, Deftones is definitely, like, I love that band because you could just put it on, you know, it doesn't, as the memes go, it doesn't scare the hoes. it makes the hoes feel welcome. But also, I'll say explicit warning just in case, because that's kind of the thing, is just like, if we start doing some explicitives, then I just got to let people know. How sway. but before we go on to another thought, before my brain goes scatterbrained, I'm going to shout out a sponsor. Oh my goodness, all the sponsors are kind of like different now. Let's shout out, give me a sec. The BV Farmers Market, because, you know, that's where you get your big, big eggs. I don't know if they do that anymore, but big, big eggs. And you could probably get some, like, rhubarb strawberry jam, because, and then you could see some music and just meet up some homies. Eat some granola.
Drive in with your Subaru.
Drive in with your Subaru and... man, just like listen to some River by Leon Bridges covers all day. I'm kidding. I joke with love. I love the farmer's market. But yeah, BV Farmer's Market, homies. But so you have like kind of more of an array of things going on here. So I know, so you and I were talking about something during that break. I feel like we could just go into that. You and I have a strong connection to this boy here, this awkward man who gives you eye contact at the live show. John Frusciante. Oh, yeah.
John Frusciante, the man.
Yeah.
Frou-frou.
He Trickfinger, but I think that was his other name. But he is the guitarist from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he was definitely like a huge influence on me. Like, I'll just say that before we go into your story. It's just, mine's so quick. It's just, his solo work is just kind of like goes from experimental to really Cat Stevens-y. Like, it's just, it goes from that range to that. And that kind of like opened my mind up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short version.
And I'm working with people who are affiliated with Wu-Tang Clan, and it's just all over the place.
Yeah. I guess not much people hang out with Mars Volta and Wu-Tang Clan.
No.
So what is your relationship to John Anthony? Jan Anthony Frusciante?
It started with the Power Rangers.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where I first heard them. And I didn't really listen to them too much. I was just a little kid then. But I kind of delved into them in high school when my dad, Dale, gave me an MP3 player, and he gave me songs to listen to and albums to listen to, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Greatest Hit was one of those albums. and I just fell in love with the band.
Nice. Oh, the one with the weird lipstick cover and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I've heard obviously Californication and, you know, By the Way, but like just on the radio or like on MTV, but I didn't have my own, you know, pick and choose music. You know how intimate it could be when you have your own playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those bands I gravitated to for whatever reason, and I still love to this day.
Yeah, so, like, they're definitely a band where it's like, I listen to them too much, but then you just can't. It's like, for me, it's like when I start being annoying. You know that meme where it's like, you start being annoying, but you just can't stop?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, or can't stop addicted to the Shindig. But, yeah, it's kind of like, Chili Peppers are definitely like, I guess they appeal to both the, like, our young brains and our older brains. Like, mm-hmm. they have, like, far-ranging music for that. Like, when I was a kid, like, hearing Tell Me Baby, that, I remember that appealed to my young brain. if you could kind of imagine that. But, that was, Fanfare by John Frusciante is a song off of his solo record Enclosure, and this is one of the weirdest records.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just listened to it yesterday, and it's definitely an acquired taste, but it's such a weird album to have such nostalgia over. That's kind of how I feel about it. It's just like the tear in my eye.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Enclosure, like the album itself?
Well, I love Fanfare. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. I feel like the song correlates with the album art itself. Like, if you see the image of the album, it's just John Frusciante on the ground painting a red circle around him, and like Enclosure, and the lyrics really paint a really good picture as well. And I just feel like it matches the whole vibe of the album altogether.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Like, it's, I could definitely imagine it, like, helping you, like, what is that, kind of get lost in, like, if you're drawing or something, mm-hmm. where it's just like, and definitely, like, I don't know, have you ever like experimented with colors or something with that kind of music?
With your music, actually drawing your stuff, I'll listen to your music as I'm drawing your album art or whatever.
Ooh.
And I don't know if people know, but that I drew your singles and your album art.
Yeah, so Mr. Dave here, so The infirmary's artworks were done by Dave here, and I just sent him like the early access stuff, and it was just strictly kind of, what is the word here? I'm so good with words, but not today. It's just like, it was very, they probably get the message, but it's just like music to paper kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the infirmary page, I'm going to do a plug. The Jupiter single was done by you, which is just, it's pretty much like a landscape sort of thing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like warm. It feels warm. And then you did our old one too, which was like a cross and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not in a religious way, but more of a paramedic way.
Yeah.
But it's, I think that's my favorite idea for artists, is just kind of like
collaborating.
Yeah, collaboration. Like, growing up off of, like, Gorillaz and stuff like that, definitely kind of made, like, kind of planted that seed.
Mm-hmm.
But as you see, I'm kind of a rambler, so John Frusciante's Fanfare, Enclosure, that's the album. You better peek it, or else you know, I can't rap today, but here we go. Whoa.
You Whoa.
That was Fanfare, Give Them Hoes a Scare, by John Frusciante. And Enclosure, Check It, Peek It, you know?
Seek It.
Yeah, Seek It. Yo, I'm the straight Repo Man. Yo, now this is the Repo Man jam. This is the Repo Blues. I'm kidding. So this is The Influence of Wiggly Air, in case you're tuning in. This is Brennan McKinnon. I'm your host, and I'm here with Dave Dennis. And that was that kind of music, kind of for myself. Like, I do music, so it's like kind of like that music influenced my artistic medium, I guess. Like, it's just so freeform, and sometimes you need music that's a bit more, like, I guess,
experimental.
Asymmetrical and stuff like that. Where, because if, I don't know, sometimes if I just listen to something too straight, it makes me feel like, I want to do the same melody over again or something. But sometimes straight is good, though. Like, I think probably in art, too, where it's just like you mix kind of a sophisticated thing with something. Sometimes you got to scale it back. Do you ever do that in your art? Like, sometimes you kind of go really far in, but then you just, like, maybe you have to scale it back a bit.
Yeah. Freeform is nice practice, and same goes for music, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a million Chili Peppers songs that are catchy and drawn to, like, you know, going doing his own thing and stuff you couldn't do with the Chili Peppers. Like,
yeah.
Like, part of experimenting with his sounds, that's the same with art.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could draw a million anime faces, but it's nice to have some inspiration and, like, collaborate with you and, you know, draw something based off of your thoughts and see how I can interpret it.
Yeah, it's the interpretation. I'll bring up, like, before we go to the next track, it's like to one of your pieces, which is on that. So I'll give a little context before I go right in, but really short context. So it's the band, like The Infirmary. We dropped a EP later last year somewhere. And it has disappeared. It will be back. There is some new news happening with that. So in case you're looking for it, it will be back. But the art that was on it, if you, like, whoever seen it, it was just like a character. There's like kind of like a main focal character on it, which I thought was really neat, because I think, weren't you just inspired by the idea of like a Queen of Wands kind of thing? Because that's the title of the first track.
Yeah.
So, and
that was a tarot card, so
I just,
I'm not into that stuff, but I really like the art they have on some of those things, so I just kind of used some of the main ideas and mixed it in with some of the lyrics you had and designed my own tarot card, I guess you could say.
That's super cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I really loved it. Like, there's, like, the black cat on the sleeve, which I was just like, that's an awesome touch. And, oh man, I'm in the brain fart of my life. Oh, I was going to shout out, so there's another show on this station too by another programmer, and, his label goes by the name of Syrup Moose, and we're starting to collaborate with them, and I kind of segueing into them because one of their little approaches to their releases was that he sold tarot cards, and if you bought a certain tarot card, you'd get a random album from his label. And I thought that was super neat. So it's just like that parallel. So tarot cards are just in my life.
It means something.
That's such an inside joke. But
behind us.
Behind us. But this is Witset stuff. So if any Witset listeners are listening. Yeah, so I was going into the segue of simplicity. Like, sometimes, being free flow, I love being free flow. It's my favorite thing of all time. But sometimes, like, your song kind of loses a little bit because sometimes you lose your foundation. And the foundation works for a reason. And the band that perfectly encapsulates that is Aki Daki, AC/DC. Tell me about your relationship to AC/DC.
Well, I think every person born on a reserve is just automatically...
They're tuned in now.
Yeah, they have to listen to AC/DC. And my dad, Dale Cutler, actually won AC/DC's, like, Canada's Biggest Fan back in 2008. So we got to tour across the country with them. And, you know, it's just, like, core memory. I'm always going to listen to AC/DC. No matter what, they'll always be on my catalog every year. And different seasons, obviously, there's, like, time and place for listening to that, but...
Would you say they're kind of in equal sitting with Chili Peppers for yourself?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, like, you can never go wrong. It's all... Every AC/DC song sounds the same, but you just know it's going to be good, right? It's like a slice of pizza.
Mmm. Oh. I mess with that. Sometimes the pizza comes back full of color and, you know, cooked just right. Or sometimes it comes back in black. So this song is as known from the movie, from the AC/DC album Iron Man 3 soundtrack, Shoot to Thrill. Mm-hmm. I just think of Iron Man, you know, when he's coming down from the sky. Yeah. And it's like, shoot to thrill, make a kill. This is Shoot to Thrill from AC/DC from the album Back in Black, Time to boot scoot boogie if you are a denim native man like myself. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Whoa, that was a spoiler and a half. Son of a bit. No, so I'm going to shout out another sponsor before we get into more nitty gritty coming through. Yeah, hit the gritty. Like I'm a footballer. Talk about the American kind, American made. No Canadian cheddar. I don't let it rip. Like a Beyblader. You know.
A Beyblader?
Yeah, I'm a Beyblader. That means I'm a lady killer. But don't call me CeeLo. See no evil. Pull up at the Desert Eagle. On the dome of your beagle. I still got it. Those are called, as Travis would say, shout out Earthchild. He calls those ignorant bars. Where they're just straight vanity, like they're nothing. Shout out a sponsor. I might say it. I will. So our sponsor is a gold sponsor. So put respect on their name. This is Give Your Mom. Give Your Mom a Best City West. Put y'all to the test. They don't rest unless some poles go down. Shout out Witset. Always getting power outages. But this is the influence of Wiggly Air. Brennan McKinnon. Dave Dennis. Yo, he coming through like a straight menace to society. He got cheeseburgers, man. But that was AC/DC with Shoot the Thrill. His name's not Bill.
No.
How do you, any other parting words with that song? Is there any, like, do you ever, like, kind of blast AC/DC? Does it affect your mood when you're kind of in your little, like, in your space, if you're working on a project, or?
Normally, I'll listen to, like, more boring stuff, drawing.
Oh, fair.
But at the gym, I'll listen to AC/DC, or, like, if I'm, you know, driving, always get to listen to.
I'll ask this. What is it, So, oh God, my brain farts. I'm so tired. You know, so I'll tell people I work with the school, shout out iCount. Everyone's so tired all the time. Like, you know, like, it's a really good school, but you know, it's a school, so everyone's tired all the time. Makes me tired. So, I was going to say, yeah, that's kind of like, you'd been talking about boxing and all that, so you definitely value, which I think is a healthy mindset, which is like kind of like, getting that thing to break up your little art and stuff like that, your job or your art, just kind of thing, like the little, like, cause it's like working out or how important do you think like keeping like a healthy body and all that is towards like art and all that?
Really important. Actually, I had a really nasty concussion that wasn't boxing related in 2020 and I couldn't do anything for about a year. I couldn't go for runs or bike rides or, you know, hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And my physical health went way down. And, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't expect that. But my inspiration with art actually just kind of disappeared. I didn't think about art at all. I didn't draw. I didn't do it for fun, which is what I would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was okay to start working out again, you know, once I started going to the gym, that just naturally came back. I wanted to draw. I wanted to just create stuff. And I think it goes hand in hand with physical health goes hand in hand with mental health.
Yeah, for sure. Like brain fog and all that.
Yeah. So it's
Thank
like,
you business.
You know, once you're done at the gym, you want to wind down, read a book or play guitar, like however you want to chill. Drawing's one of my wind downs. So I'd say it's fairly important.
You hear that, folks? If you can't get that D major just yet, go hit some weights. Or hit a bag.
Yeah.
Boxing is great. We're boxing advocates.
Mm-hmm.
Put on some can't be touched, can't be. But so I'm going to go move, just because the show is so fast. The thing that we got kind of spoiled on, my question to you is, do you want to play just this one or do you want to play the one that kind of transitions out of it, because it's not really that long. It's like a minute.
We could play that. I actually was wondering about that, because it's such a smooth transition.
I think it'd sound wrong if it just if it just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your relationship. I could definitely see this going hand in hand with visual art, because mm-hmm. they're such a visual band. Yeah. Tell us about Pink Floyd.
Oh, Pink Floyd, I love them. I just was one of those bands I found at an earlier age where, you know, your mind's easily influenced, and their music just has really vast soundscapes, and the art that goes with it, the imagery. Storm Thorgerson made some of the best album covers of all time. Pink Floyd, Alan Parsons, he did stuff like Audioslave.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Even the Chili Peppers, the Stadium Arcadium, like, you know, his art is inspiring with music, and that's mm-hmm. kind of what we're doing right now.
100%. Like, Storm Thorgerson, like, I'm going to go on a funny little tangent. I think I heard that he's disappointed. I love the Stadium artwork, but I think he's disappointed because he thought that was the worst one, and yeah. The Chili's are like, this one.
Yeah. I think everyone's heard that.
But, yes, Storm Thorgerson is definitely, like, even if I'm not too much of a visual artist anymore, but I highly value it, definitely kind of, like, sparks something in my brain. So, like, I could definitely see it bringing you, like, miles of inspiration.
Yeah, it's like, if you look at the Wish You Were Here album art, mm-hmm. everyone just instantly knows what it is. It's Pink Floyd, right? And he made that image.
And that person was actually on fire for a mm-hmm. moment. But it's like a piece, you know, it's like the ending of Abbey Road. You have to just let it run, you know, seamless. This is Brain Damage Running Into Eclipse. This is what is the first lyric again? It's like the something on the grass.
The lunatic.
The lunatic is on my ass. Warren said that. Shut up, Warren. I remember I got mad at him. I was like, that's so stupid.
Warren-o.
But this is Brain Damage Into Eclipse from the Dark Side of the Moon. That ain't no moon. Here we go.
Grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. You lock the door and throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts, thunder in your ear, you shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing different tunes, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
You feel, or was it, you feel it now, Mr. Krabs? That's my heart. Dave has his hand on my heart right now. No, I'm kidding.
Kalina.
Oh, that was a SpongeBob joke, too, where he's like, what is it? We're like brothers, but closer than both the hearts are connected. He's like, let me look at your list. Your list is almost through. What the flip? Oh, I forgot one song. This one's cool because it's short. Tell me your relationship to... Actually, before I go into that, I'm going to ask you more art questions. Art questions. So you said Storm Thorgerson is your boy. Mm-hmm. So who's like kind of... Who kind of planted... Like, I know it's like a big question, but like just top of your head, it could even be like two or three, just people who just kind of planted that seed in art, like
in
visual art, because Storm is definitely a big one. So I know it's a big question.
For like artists out there.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane is a comic book illustrator. He's actually Canadian. He made Spawn.
Nice.
He redesigned Spider-Man. For one Canadian guy, that's a big one. There's another one, actually. Robert Bateman is Canadian, and he draws a lot of Pacific Northwest art landscapes, like super highly detailed.
What's his name?
Robert I'll just wait. Brain fart.
Brain fart. Robert Brain fart.
I just said it.
Yeah, I guess I just threw. I gave you some contagious brain fart. CO2. Yo, CO2.
Robert Bateman.
Robert Bateman.
Yeah, if you like realistic, hyper realistic, like animals, Pacific Northwest vibes, which where we live, Robert Bateman's awesome. He does a lot of tigers, owls, bears, orcas, anything like mm-hmm. that, and just like really smoky landscapes. It's a really nice vibe.
Okay.
Tiger.
Very, very deep. I'm a great magician. Your clothes are black.
That's a really good inside joke to go with that. It's from a movie. The guy's looking at art, and he's just like a tiger or a bird.
That's like anything
it's almost,
deep.
It's almost a diss.
He's like, the tiger.
I like tiger art.
It's just, I don't know, I just can't help it. It's that and Scott Pilgrim, Compound Scott Pilgrim are mm-hmm. movies that are just tattooed in my brain. Like, what is it? Like, what do I do? Or like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. What do I do? What is it? For the band.
I'm trying to think really hard for the third artist.
The third artist. Yo, he is the auteur of this.
I'm going to butcher his last name. But
that's okay.
It's actually a Smithers local artist.
Mark
from Speedy. I love his work.
I know his son.
Mark Totoro.
I know his boy. That's my boy. But it's Mark I always had a hard time. Yeah. It's like Mark Totoro.
Yeah. The locals will get who we're talking about. His art is amazing.
Yeah. So you, Smithers, Smithereens, y'all will know. Mark Totoro. If someone is listening and could message me, like, you know, like break down how to say that, appreciate it. Send you all my best. but I didn't know he was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how out of the loop I am.
Yeah, he used to work at the bookstore, and I'm an avid reader.
Mm.
And he would recommend books all the time to me. I heard he was retiring to pursue an art career, and from the looks of it, he's doing really, really well, which is awesome.
All right. I'm going to look into that. What the flip? That's why it's awesome to have like other like artistic mediums on the show. It's like my circle of like interests is so small right now because it's just, you know, I'm just 100%. Like people wonder why I know so much music, like just because that's all I do. So sometimes like you tell me that, it just like opens my brain up a bit more.
Yeah, I'll send you his Instagram page.
Okay. So nice. So Robert Bateman. Mark Totoro, probably said that wrong.
Totoro.
Mark Totoro, he'll make sure you have no tomorrow. Okay. I'm sorry, my intrusive thoughts are just like...
Even the studio Ghibli art, I love that style.
Nice, yeah. The Miyazaki.
Yeah.
Did you see that last... I didn't see it, but did you see the last movie?
Yeah, I loved it. It was awesome.
Oh, I missed it. The Boy and the Horon. This is where I was going to go. So, this is another band that's important to both of us. This is The Beatles. This is The Beatles with Across the Universe. Across the Universe is one of the vibiest songs of all time. It makes you feel like you're in a music video.
And it's also really inspiring. Like, mm-hmm. if you just, you know, if you're isolated, mm-hmm. you close your eyes, it paints really vivid pictures. And that's probably why I picked this one.
It's very visual.
Mm-hmm.
It totally is. And like, it's one of those songs where it's like on the list of wish I written songs. Like, it's just perfect. That mm-hmm. and Here Comes the Sun. Like, mm-hmm. those are like the Beatles songs that are just like no one, like, it's just not it just doesn't feel like a human could have wrote. But Across the Universe from the Beatles, Let It Be. That's the album. And I'd say Let It Be is underrated, honestly. It's like a... It's wild that it's such a different vibe from Abbey Road, and they're pretty much made the same time.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, I tell you. So, Across the Universe, cross your fingers. This is the Beatles.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. This wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo David, oh, nothing's gonna change.
Okay, thank you guys for listening. This has been The Influence of Wiggly Air. Yo, we a pair of dudes. Yo, I don't watch The Croods because I ain't primal. I'm the alpha. I am him.
You're basically Joe Rogan.
Wait, man, what is it? Have you ever tried, nah, I'm not going to say I'm not going to say what he says. That's going to get me in fire, you know. But so that was Across the Universe by the Beatles, and the Beatles, I'm assuming they've been a lifelong band for you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just the boys.
Like I always quote A Hard Day's Night. No, it's very clean, isn't it? Even being in this studio reminds me of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or what did Ringo say that made Paul mad? When Ringo botched his line.
Is that like the worst line in movie history?
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, yeah, he doesn't look like your uncle. Ah, or something like that. And then Paul just like hated him.
Yeah. That was real hatred. It wasn't Yoko Ono, it was
Ringo.
Ringo all along.
So, yeah, as you said, Beatles are a very visual band. Like, say, like the Yellow Submarine movie, which is bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's full of concepts. And that's why they're definitely a reason why I personally kind of have a double take with my lyrics sometimes, and just kind of like if I have a story going on. Beatles are definitely kind of in play there,
because
they always have like a little story, even like say like Maxwell's Hammer, something dumb like that.
Rocky Raccoon was actually one of my songs I wanted to pick because of the story.
Yeah, Rocky Raccoon. What is it? Bible or something? It's been so long. Yeah, the Beatles. If you're a hater of the Beatles, try again. Dust yourself off and try again. If you don't succeed.
Aaliyah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Aaliyah. Man, I was on a big Aaliyah kick for a bit there. Like, it was Aaliyah and Sade. Aaliyah and Sade were like my, like it was just R&B-ness, you know? I was just like, sometimes you don't want to monkey around, you know, and listen to like sludgy riffs. Sludgy riffs rule, but like sometimes you just want to hear, if you don't succeed, or rock the boat.
I've been listening to that lately.
Rock the Boat is so dirty, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
I was just like, oh my god, how did this get on the radio? But that's where we're going to call it. We're going to play a song out. So I'll say what the song is. You'll do a little preface, but I'm going to thank you for coming on the show. And in case people tuned in really late, who are you?
I'm David Dennis.
He is the David Dennis with the title. The, yeah, he's
double
the...
Double D.
Yeah, double D. Yo, if you don't succeed. You have social medias. You have more than one page, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I don't use them too much, to be honest. But if people want to check out some of my art, northwest_art is my Instagram. And that's it.
Nice. And it's pretty stuss. You know, and it's definitely like, I'd describe your aesthetic as kind of like, which I think is why it's perfect for, like, I always scout you out for my band all the time, because it's like the mixture of like cosmicness and nature. You know, it's kind of that Lovecraftian kind of thing going on, where it's just like, yeah, it's like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's just I don't know, it's like such a different aesthetic than I'm used to, and I think that spaciness with nature is just like an underrated combo. Before we leave, why? How do you get those two worlds?
Well, actually, Across the Universe is one of those inspirations that like make me want to draw stuff like that, right? It's like if you think about things like the universe, it's endless, but you could also go inward. Like within your thoughts, it's also endless. And like one of my passions is mountains and animals and like, you know, plants. So those things just mix well with my mind.
Okay. I see it. I see the vision. I'm just, when you said animals, I'm just thinking about that picture you sent me. The cat with hands.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like kind of just mixing. I'm just like processing that. It's such a deep thought. The endless void. The endless void, but we are still surrounded by what we're surrounded by. And it's hard to wrap your head around.
Like all that endlessness, there's like all these things that fill it.
Yeah. Do you know? Sorry, I'm not gonna.
I could see. You're saying it without saying it.
Do you know what I was going to say?
I have a couple ideas.
Do you know? I was going to say, do you know what else fills that void? These nuns. Okay, it didn't hit as hard because like I had to like kind of
tone it back,
but I had the perfect delivery. What you said was really cool. That's just how my brain works. But the last song we're gonna let play out is Whitsand by the Red Hot Chili Peppers from the album we talked about, the artwork done by Storm Thorgerson. This is Stadium Arcadium. It's a double album, so sit back, hang out with your cousins.
Me and Brennan actually seen this live.
Yes.
This past year, which was awesome.
That's when John is looking nice and tenderly into your eyes.
Staring into my soul. It was so uncomfortable.
We love John, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we were both front stage. It was a privilege.
Yeah. And, shout out Chili Peppers. Shout out King Princess and City in Color. Those are like the three lineup. And it was... And this is Whitsand by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Enjoy. Thank you for listening. I will come back soon. I will come back way sooner than November. God damn. Enjoy.
My shadow side so amplified keeps coming back dissatisfied. Elementary song, but it's so old. My love affair with everywhere was innocent. Why do you care? Someone stop the car, time to go. You're the best I know. My sun is sad, is up and down. I'm betting now when we collide, the universe will shift into a low. The travesties that we have seen are treating me like Ben's a dream. Automatic laughter from a pro. I like to say we did it for the best.